The budget work session lasted nearly 3 hours, with assembly members and staff going line by line through the municipality's general fund and harbor budgets. In the general fund, departments and functions paid for mainly by taxes. Spending is expected to reach $10 million next year. That's offset by increased revenue in property and sales tax in the upcoming year. Both are expected to top $3 million, due in part to the additional property and purchases within the new expanded boundaries of the borough. The local government is also expecting an increase in money from the state next year. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht and his staff outlined the early draft budget for the assembly.
Now's the time to tell us if we have to make substantial changes to this budget before it's presented to you at the first meeting in May, to basically start the voting process on.
The budget anticipates allocating more raw fish tax money to the Harbor Department, decreasing a subsidy to the assisted living facility, and setting aside $437,000 for the Property Development Fund. That money has been used for land purchases and some infrastructure projects. Meanwhile, spending in the Harbor Department is expected to top $2.3 million, including some small capital projects and money set aside to eventually replace existing harbors and docks. Borough officials have been trying to budget for that cost of depreciation or replacing older infrastructure. Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen hoped that many of the harbor facilities would not have to be replaced anytime soon.
Brand new float system in 2004 in the South Harbor. The Middle Harbor is brand spanking new as of 2008. The North Harbor brand spanking new as of next month. So, I mean, we've gone through and done all of the anode protection in the South Harbor now. All the anode protection on the crane dock. Things are in pretty good shape.
The department plans to add a new work float for trollers in the new North Harbor this year, repurpose an old float to be used for kayak storage, and upgrade the fish cleaning float at the South Harbor boat ramp. That's on top of the large grant-funded capital projects underway in the harbors this year. The assembly also went through budgets for departments in the general fund, things like the library, parks and rec, police, fire, and administration. The discussion briefly turned to concerns over fire protection outside of downtown Petersburg in light of the March 4th fire at Crystal Lake Hatchery. Borough Manager Giesbrecht noted it was a bigger discussion about police and fire response within the new borough and how to pay for that.
The question is, how big a response do you want? How do you want to pay for it? And, what's the right way to attack it? Is it a service area issue, or should it be covered under the $4 million rate that's currently being provided? I mean, becomes a pretty big conversation at the assembly level.
Assemblyman John Haverlick wanted to build up borough reserves for an emergency or projects, and also expressed interest in reducing a $1.8 million payment to the school district. The assembly also got into a bigger discussion about community service payments made to the schools and several other organizations, including KFSK. The overall amount is just under $2 million, with most going to the schools. Other funding goes to the museum, the Chamber of Commerce, and Mountain View Manor Food Service. Several assembly members questioned payments totaling $85,000 to Petersburg Mental Health Services. Assembly member Jay Stanton Greger owns a private mental health counseling business.
I'm a small business owner, we're accountable for everything. It's money. And to not see an accountability where that money is being spent, I do have a problem with, and just from an accounting point of view, because it is a lot of money, as opposed to just giving someone money for go hire a staff, and that's more or less what the money is for, to hire another staff.
Meanwhile, Cindy Logadakis wondered what kind of reporting the other assembly members wanted.
What does accountability mean to you? What would they need to provide? They do provide us reports, and they do provide us some financial information periodically. And are we going to hold them to a different standard than we do Clausen Museum or KFSK or anybody else that we have funded in the past?
Manager Giesbrecht explained how counselors helped Police Chief Kelly Swihart in responding to people with mental health issues in the community.
They're not necessarily breaking the law, so his guys and girls can only do so much. Petersburg Mental Health fills that little hole in the sense that it allows us to take a sworn officer and kind of hand off and say, they now talk to this person. So Kelly's officers can go back and doing what they're paid to do. It doesn't take very many of these folks to be a huge drain on the city's resources.
The Assembly didn't make any decisions on the budget. Under the new borough government, the budgeting process takes three readings of an ordinance instead of the one reading of a resolution that happened under the old city government. That process is expected to happen in May and early June. The budget covers the fiscal year that starts up in July. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.